and those who believe. Brothers and sisters, let me say this as I leave. You're not going to change President Bush and make him do what he's supposed to do, the right thing. Not demonstrations by itself. Not demonstrations are good. We should continue to demonstrate. But you know what? President Bush doesn't move because it's the right thing to do. He makes a move because it's expedient to do. Has nothing to do with justice. He said, I shouldn't laugh at the president, but it was a joke. I read in the newspaper yesterday that we have to defend the Shiites. We have to defend them for being obsessed by Saddam Hussein. We have to do something to defend them. What a joke. So, brothers and sisters, how do you get them to move? The stronger you become, you'll get them to move. Did you know that Muslims in the United States of America have so much money in the bank of the United States that if the Muslims one day decide to withdraw all of their money from the American bank, the American banking system will fold overnight? If you don't believe me, you want a test. One day, let our leader, let our Khalifa, let our Amir al-Mu'mineen, let him say, Muslims, today, we're going to withdraw all our money from the banks of the United States of America. You know what happened? He couldn't do it. Because the moment you try to do it, the United States government would freeze all of your accounts. Oh, yes. So, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion, we need power. Empowerment. So I'm suggesting three things. Inshallah, that will give us power. And then we go, have our prayer, have our rally, and go to work, inshallah. Number one, the power of dua, prayer. Never underestimate, brothers and sisters, the power of prayer. If you study Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see all the time, Allahumma, Allahumma, Rabbi, Rabbi, Allahumma. Praying, asking Allah for guidance, asking Allah for strength, seeking protection against weakness, seeking protection against cowardice. The Prophet prayed to Allah. Brothers and sisters, I'll never forget what a brother told me years ago. He said, Brother Siraj, pray as if everything depends on Allah. And it does. But then he said, what? As if everything depends on you. And it really doesn't. So the first thing you have to do, pray. Ask Allah for guidance and strength. And brothers and sisters, one of the things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-'ajz. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from being weak. I seek refuge from not having the power to do. One, make dua. Number two, Muslims must become independent. Brothers and sisters, the American people don't realize that their best friends are the Muslims. If they knew what Muslims represent, they would love us. The average American, if they understood. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we as Muslims, we must become independent. We must stop following the styles of other people. And we must stop setting the style, setting the pace. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a prayer that I'd like to share with you. I was in London, and the brothers, Muslims from a newspaper, interviewed me. They said, Brother, what's your favorite dua? And I said, you know what my favorite dua is? And I'm finished, brothers and sisters. Listen to this. Because my grandfathers, as an African-American, were former slaves there, this hadith has such a meaning to me. An African slave came to Ali, radiallahu anha, and said that I had made an agreement that I wanted to be free, and I would pay X amount of money for my liberation. but I don't have the money. Can you give me the money, Ali? Ali radiallahu anhu has said, no, I won't give you the money. I'll give you something better than that. I'll give you some words that the Messenger of Allah taught us. That if you had debt the size of a mountain, Allah would pay for you. He said, Allahumma ittani bihalalika an haramik. Oh Allah, suffice me with what is lawful and keep me away from what is prohibited. Wa'adhinini bifadlika mimma siwak. And make me independent of everybody except you. Brothers and sisters, Muslims need an independent nature to depend only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you need food in Somalia, go to the Muslim and get food and send it to our brothers and sisters in Somalia. If you need weapons in Bosnia, and by the way, can I be honest with you? Some brothers told me when I spoke in the United Nations, they said, Brother Siraj, maybe you better tone it down a little bit. Maybe a little bit too fiery. Maybe we should like water it down a little bit. But I don't think you want me to water it down, do you? I don't think so. But Resolution 770 from the United Nations, good, wonderful. We're so happy they have passed Resolution 770. We ought to give humanitarian aid to the Muslims of Bosnia and also be able to use military force to impose or let the humanitarian aid go. But brothers and sisters, if you talk to the citizens of Bosnia, you know what they will tell you what they need? They need weapons. They need guns, man, to defend themselves. Humanitarian aid is fine, it's good, it's wonderful. But now, they're being shot at, and they can't defend themselves. It is a human right to be able to defend yourself. God-given right. Allah gives you the right to defend yourself. So brothers and sisters, Muslims need to be independent. And I say to you, you know New York City, I don't know about Washington, D.C. But Muslims control the newspaper stand in New York City. Almost every newspaper stand you go, Muslims control it. Muslims own thousands of grocery stores and supermarkets in New York City. Wouldn't it be something, brothers and sisters, that all the Muslims who own newspaper stands decide, we're not going to take any pornography. Don't bring it here. And brothers and sisters, we give it all the pornography. If all the Muslims say, no more wine, no liquor, no beer at grocery stores, think how strong we would be. The reason that I'm saying that, in the same level, if the Muslims around the world would unite and become independent, brothers and sisters, Allah will bless us. And thirdly, the last thing we need is unity. That's all. Work together. Work together. Place to work together. New York City, we have 31 imams working together in the Majlis Shura. Why not do the same thing in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore? Why not in Connecticut? Why not all over? Let us say, look, if we can't unite the Muslim world, at least we will unite Washington, D.C. If you make an effort, then the verse from Quran will come to us. As I sit down, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وألف بين قلوبهم لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم إنه عزيز حكيم. And be Allah, join your hearts together. Not if you spend all the money on the earth could you have joined your hearts together, but be Allah has done it. He is powerful. And He is the mighty and the powerful and the wise. So brothers and sisters, let us make pledge to help the Muslims in Bosnia. Let us collect the money, send to them everything that they need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be strong Muslims and believers all the world over. May Allah strengthen the Muslims in North America so that we can help our Muslims all around the world. Oh Allah, make your community guide them to Surat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, make your creatures, the Muslims and the believers, lovers of your revelation, Al-Quran. O Allah, make us to read and study that book. Make us to understand the words in that book that you've given to us. Make us to implement that. O Allah, make us a great brotherhood. Join our hearts together. Make this ummah one as you intended it to be. O Allah, help us. Help our ummah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذرية محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تهملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله رب العالمين.